All right, get your Bibles out tonight. Luke chapter number 18. As we do so, can I have a couple ladies volunteer to send a card over to Mrs. Talkington? I'll get you the address. But anybody, Rhonda, I got you. Anybody else? Can you just send a Amy, Buck? All right. Anybody else want Jen? All right. Jen Huber. Can I get a couple cards to Karen Simpson? I need a couple people to send that. Oh, all right. Karen Faulkner. Somebody else? Another lady? All right. Grandma Haight. Can you, after church, maybe get over to Mrs. Seatman there and get the address from her? All right. And if not, we'll, when you get home or something, I mean, I don't even know where my sister lives, and she lives in town. You know, I don't know your address. I can get there. I don't know your address. And then I would like to send one to Lori Pauly. That is Pastor Steve Pauly's wife. Can we have a couple ladies? All right, Sue Sutliff. And anybody else? All right, Lauren Hannon. Anybody else? Mrs. B. All right. So if you signed up for those, or if you heard who to talk to. So if you're interested in doing that, please get to the right person. So if you want to send one to Mrs. Pauly, that would be right to Megan. Karen Simpson, again, lung cancer. Mrs. Seatman, if you'd like to send one to Mrs. Talkington, just come see me, or I can just text you that information. All right, it'd probably be easier anyways that way. All right, if you're interested in that, please let me know. All right, thank you for doing that. Just as I was praying, I was thinking, man, I can't do anything about that, but we can do something about it. We can just let people know that we're praying for them. And when you're going through the trials of life, that is helpful. You know, I hate to even quote it. I think it was Mike Tyson that said this. Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. And you know, sometimes in our faith, you know, we get these plans, and then all of a sudden, our time comes. And man, you look at those things, and I know the principles, and I know what it's real easy to make the right decision when it's not your name on the list. And then those names, then all of a sudden, it comes to your house. And you're like, how am I going to do this? And maybe a little bit of encouragement from a fellow saint, someone else, knowing that someone's praying for you. I think that might be a help. Luke chapter number 18. If I asked you to swim across the Atlantic Ocean, no matter how much practice or what expert you talk to, that is an insurmountable task. If I, Mr. Seaman, have you seen the Grand Canyon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If I said, okay, I want you to run and jump across the canyon, no matter how much you've practiced or tried, that you just can't do those things. Those are impossible. If I challenged you tonight to accomplish without faith, I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you, without faith, please God. Without faith, come into His presence. Without faith, enter into heaven. Well, it's just about as impossible to swim the Atlantic Ocean or jump across the Grand Canyon. It is to do those things. The Bible reminds us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, if we attempt to earn salvation, that just leads to a false righteousness, and that's Luke chapter number 18. I've come to this passage a number of times lately, and there's so many layers to it, but tonight I'd like to just focus in for a moment. I understand what time it is. Did you just look at the clock a little bit? No. Okay. I've been looking at the clock. I'm aware of it, and I will do my best to get through this quickly, which really means nothing. But it just makes everybody feel better. No. Luke chapter number 18 and verse 9. Tonight's topic, as we look at this, is living righteously. The Bible says in verse 9, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, and God, only through you are we given righteousness. But God, following that, we ought to seek righteousness. Lord, help us to live looking for righteousness. Lord, we want to do right by you. We want to live in a way that pleases and honors and glorifies you in every situation. Lord, I pray you'd help us with that thought here tonight. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, to attempt to earn salvation is what that does is it just leads to a false righteousness. That's what it said there in verse 9. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Look at all the things he did in trying to find righteousness. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Oh, you can't earn righteousness. You can't earn salvation. We cannot stand before the holy, righteous, just God and claim that our works are sufficient for salvation. It just doesn't work that way. No, who was justified? The humble. The humble. So tonight as we look at the thought of living righteously, it has two veins and or two avenues, if you will. We're going to take the one. We'll mention the first. Number one, to be righteous, we need 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Let's start there. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. His righteousness is counted as ours. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, speaking of Christ, for he hath made him to be, what? Sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's the doctrine of, what? Imputation. My sin is charged to Christ's account. And he is the only one that could pay for that thing. And in exchange, I got his righteousness. Which now brings us to the second avenue. Because of that, because we have been joined to him by faith, we ought to live daily seeking righteousness. As a result of this, receiving the righteousness of Christ, there ought to be some desire in our heart to live right. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Church, our mentality or our... It's very easy to fall into this thought, how much can I get away with without getting in trouble? I see it. Maybe it's just because we have a church or a school here and you see students and how far can I push the envelope, right? You have a child, right? How much talk back can I say before I get in trouble? How much ice cream can I eat before I get sick? We're constantly looking at how far can I go before I get myself in trouble. And that's the complete opposite of how we should be viewing this. The question should be, how clean can I stay? Am I seeking righteousness? Or am I trying to get away with as much as possible without it affecting my relationship with the Lord? I'm here to tell you it'll affect your relationship with the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and look at and follow after righteousness. 1 Timothy 6:11. Are you following after righteousness? Are you seeking righteousness? Righteousness doesn't merit salvation, but it is a result of salvation. Righteousness is living by and being in conformity. Listen, you're going to hate these words. Conformity? Oh, man. To all of God's commands. In His Word and His daily direction through prayer. Say, why am I going to despise? Because it just goes against our nature. I'm not going to conform to anything. I'm my own person. Hey, that's the world today. You can't tell me. There is no truth. There are no absolutes. And those mentalities, we got to be careful that don't sneak into the church. That when God says something, well, how much can I get away with and still look like? That's not what it tells us to do. It tells us to follow after righteousness. So are we living and being in conformity to all of God's commands? Well, I'm going to pick the commands that I want to follow. That's not how it works. That's not what God wants. Let's look at a guy by the name of Noah. Noah. Go way back. He's a good example to us. Why? Because he lived in a sin-forsaken world, just sin-sick world, I guess would be the best way to say it. It was a mess. Look at what the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 7. Now, it was so messed up that God decided to destroy the whole thing with a flood. That's how wicked the world was. He decided to flood the earth and just start over. Took a couple guys. Genesis chapter number 7 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen what? Righteous before me in this generation. Hey, there was something special, unique about Noah. Now I understand that, hey, this is way before Jesus, way before the law. This is before a lot of things. But he lived in just a sin-filled world, and he could be righteous. You know what that tells me? I can live in this world that's ugly and dark and sinful and wicked and seek and follow after righteousness. Noah communed with God and obeyed God's commands. Look at verse 5. And Noah did according unto... Hey, if you're underlining things or circling things, circle that next word. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord had commanded. What made Noah so righteous? He just believed God. He just trusted God. Whatever God said, I'm just going to do. Hebrews chapter 11. See, we have the privilege of having the end of the story. Noah's living the thing, right? Of course I would have built the boat. Oh, yeah? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He just did what God told him to do. Now, I don't think we should all go out and build arks. But I do think we should follow after righteousness. I think in the midst of a crooked and perverse world, we should do right. We should seek right, not look to justify wrong. We should strive to live righteously. So what does that look like? Well, God certainly provides the grace, but are you daily in His Word? I've asked this. We went around and said, okay, what did the Lord show you in your Bible reading today? What did you read today? Tell me the story. What did you talk to Him? Show me your prayer list. Well, I just talked to God all day. That's great. That's good. That's what you should do. Are you fellowshipping with believers? All those things help. Being around people heading in the same direction really help with the flow of things. Now, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law got a pool in their backyard. You know, one of those little pop-up ones that you fill up, and it's not like, you know, no major construction was needed, no decks, none of that stuff. That's one of those ones that you can, like, buy at Walmart or whatever. And Hudson was over there earlier this week, and he's like, "Dad, we made a whirlpool." I said, "Oh, yeah, how'd that go?" You know, him and his little cousin. So they you know how to do a whirlpool, right? Remember Brother Beardsley, whirlpools? And you go round and round and round, and then all of a sudden everyone, okay, go the opposite way, and you're like fighting against the thing. Man, isn't it fun to just go with the flow? Isn't it nice to be around some people that are headed for a few moments in the right direction? Hey, that helps with righteousness. Isn't it nice to be able to talk to somebody? You find a fellow Christian at work and you can talk about the things of God for a few moments and you don't have to plug your ears and try and undo what you're hearing, undo what you're thinking about. It's nice to fellowship with believers in your quest for righteousness. Helps by reading the Word. It helps by being daily in prayer. Romans chapter number 6. Are you seeking after righteousness? You know what? When I was younger, every now and then my mom would come in or whatever, and she would kind of go through what I was listening to. She would look at my tapes. Remember tapes? CDs. Thankfully, I had nothing to hide, you know. How about now? What's your streaming service look like? What's the history look like? I'm going to ask, is there righteousness? Are you seeking or following after righteousness? What's the text log look like? What you've been talking about? What you've been sharing? Are you following after righteousness? In Romans chapter number 6, in verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But look at what it says. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. In verse 19, look at these words. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. Hey, we're sick. See, what's the sickness? This old flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now. Hey, what do you mean now? Since 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 21, the righteousness of Christ has been applied to our life. Now because of that, what now? Servants. Servants to righteousness. Unto holiness. Those are some phrases that we threw out here today. Are you seeking after righteousness? Are you following after righteousness? Are you a servant unto righteousness? Are you a servant to righteousness unto holiness? Because we have the righteousness of God by faith, that just allows us to have this access. Just two more verses. Philippians chapter number 3. It's the last night of club. They wanted longer time anyways. I just made that up. It is the last night of club. I don't know if they wanted more time. Just two verses. We're looking at Philippians. But again, ask yourself tomorrow as you wake up, what you're about to listen to on the way into work, am I seeking righteousness? The conversation that I'm having, am I following after righteousness? As you're working next to the guy or next to the lady at work, or you're going to an interview or whatever it is, am I a servant to righteousness? Philippians chapter number 3 and verse 9. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That's the first part. Now look at Philippians chapter number 1 and verse 11. And because of Philippians 3:9, we have Philippians 1:11 that says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. Look at now. Why would I want to live righteously? Because it's for His glory and praise of God. God loves when you seek. God loves it when you seek according to His plan and direction. There were three requests tonight. I'm praying for wisdom. I just want to do what God wants me to do. You're praying according to God's will. Well done. I don't know what's next. All I know is I want to do right. God says, that praises me and that glorifies me. That's how we ought to be. In Psalm, I said it was the last verse. This is really the last verse. Look, well, no more notes. I want you to see this because it's so good. Psalm 11 and verse 7. Psalm 11, 7. We serve a righteous God. You know what He loves? Righteousness. Psalm 11 and verse 7. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth uphold the upright. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. Hey, every time you say no to the flesh and yes to God, God just says, I love that. Isn't that what we ought to want? For our God, our Savior, to be pleased with what we're doing. Righteousness. When in doubt, do right. Do right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for who you are. God, you are a righteous God. That's who you are, Lord. And God, thank you for taking our sin and allowing us to also walk by faith in righteousness. Lord, because of that, help us to seek it. Help us to follow after it. Help us to be a servant of it. Because at the end, God, we want to praise and glorify you. Lord, we need your help with these things. We want to be instruments of righteousness. Lord, would you govern? Would you bring to mind? Would you help us to see the decisions and the choices that we're making? Would we be help us to be careful with who we fellowship with? God, help us to see the great value in prayer and reading your word. Lord, help that to be a priority in our life. Lord, we need you. Lord, I pray for, again, those requests here tonight. Lord, things far beyond what we could ever handle. God, we put them at your feet. Lord, we love you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a good night.